WJTL, that is Chandler Moore. God, I'm just grateful. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday, intern Jesse and Fred, hanging out with you. It's 7:04.
We Are Messengers will be live in concert tonight, starting at 7 p.m. in Landis Hall at the Junction Center. It will be an uplifting event of honesty and upbeat anthems. Tickets will be available at the door. Get the concert details at junctioncenterproductions.com.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Chris Straka, is here. He's the CEO of 4-1 Life. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Fred.
It's so great to see you. I have your wrong microphone on there, so just hang on one second. We're going to get this fixed very quickly. And there we go. And now we have it. Now say good morning.
Check one, check two.
There you go. Sorry about that.
No problem, man.
That happens sometimes. You didn't bring your saxophone this morning.
No, I left it at home this time, man. I'm glad you remembered, though. Thank you.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You are a very good saxophone player.
Thanks, brother.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to the whole staff with 4-1 Life, especially those over at the Reclaim It Home Center Thrift Store, my wife Darcy and the crew there. So we have a lot of people listening this morning, too. So.
Great.
Hello,
and
everybody.
That's new, the Reclaim It Center?
It is, yeah. Local,
tell us about that.
Local mission. We started it about 3 years ago, moved to New Holland two years ago, which is where we want to be.
Right.
And it's a traditional thrift store in the sense that, you know, you bring your stuff, we sell your stuff, and then the money goes towards programs for 4-1 Life. Something unique about it, though, is we do have quite a few tools, building materials, and things like that, along with clothing and home goods and so forth.
Yeah, it's very cool. Tell us about 4-1 Life and what you're doing.
So 4-1 Life, first of all, hi, Jesse, and hi,
Hello.
Ian, who just popped in here as well. I'm sorry, did I say Ian?
I knew you meant Liam.
Liam. Lots of programs that 4-1 Life does, and I would encourage everyone to go to the website, 41life.org, and check out those programs. But what I wanted to talk about this morning was opportunity and how we provide opportunities. And I want to do that by talking about a friend named Ampui. And Ampui is now in the United States. He's a native of Churchampur in northeast India, where we serve. Music is a big deal up there, near and dear to your heart, near and dear to my heart.
Yeah,
Ampui
yeah.
is a fantastic guitar player.
Okay.
And in spite of all the setbacks and challenges that are there in northeast India, he has become a world-class guitarist. And he and I jam together. We play some gigs together.
Through
4-1 Life.
Yeah.
And now he's in the United States, and the guy has just blossomed. He's been here about a year and a half. He's late 20s. Young man, and providing opportunity through 4-1 Life for him and others like him, got him off the drug and alcohol train, got him into being a productive member of society there, and now here, man. And it's so great. I was talking to him this morning, make sure it's okay to talk about him on the air. He said, dude, it would be an honor.
Yeah.
So that's the example of the difference we're making.
So you're in India. Mm-hmm. Are you all throughout or just in the northeast section?
Specific area, northeast India, an area awful lot like here, about the town about the size of Reading.
Okay.
And we serve a very agricultural area, mountainous. It's in a valley. So,
How long have you been doing that?
We've been working in India for 20-plus years. We started by building schools, and we pivoted about 12 years ago, and now we build people.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, thanks.
And so tell us a little bit about what that looks like on a daily basis. Do people have opportunity to give, to pray, to volunteer?
All three, yes, absolutely. And again, I would point people to the website. There's so much going on. There's just a lot to talk about, and I don't want to muddy that water. Find something on the website that really appeals to you and pursue it. They can certainly donate online, but we would really, really value not only your prayers, but your participation in an upcoming event.
Which is?
Music on the Mountain next weekend. It's our 7th year, Friday night and all day Saturday. Bands, food trucks. It's grown from a backyard concert, Merv King, if you're listening. Yes, you can have a concert in my backyard. About 300, 400 people showed up. Till now, last year, 6,000 people on Mervin Carroll's property.
Amazing. And you've spilled over into the neighbor's property, too.
I mean, we're using every pasture we can for parking and so forth. But it's a great evening. Bring lawn chairs. We have a big tent set up. And I mentioned food trucks, bounce houses, you know, all the stuff that's just cut out for having a good time.
We're going to talk more about that coming up. Also, you're putting turf on a soccer field. What's that all about?
The center, big project up in northeast India. Community Life Center. There's nothing for kids to do. We provide things for kids to do, and that keeps them out of trouble. Community Life Center is a huge hub. It will be a community hub. And yes, the turf is rolled up, sitting there ready to be put down for a world-class soccer facility.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man.
Check it out, 41life.org. We're going to talk more with Chris on the way. We'll find out more about the concert that you'll want to probably attend as well. So stick around. Madison Watkins, Austin French, much more.